This is a test of the emergency broadcast system. The broadcasters of your area, in voluntary cooperation with federal, state, and local authorities, have developed this system to keep you informed in the event of an emergency. If this had been an actual emergency, the attention signal you just heard would have been followed by official information, news, or instructions. This station serves the five boroughs of New York City. This concludes this test of the emergency broadcast system.
Tell it if you want to tell it, or we can.
It's kind of the second time I've had a dream, but one of the couples that we were stranded with was Robert Smith and his wife.
Oh God!
And this dream was very vivid. And I just, you know, have these chatting with him, talk to him. At one point, there was a piano in the lobby, and we're sitting there, and I told him to play this note, and this note. And I looked over at Trixie, and I said, "Hey, I just wrote a song with Robert Smith."
You have better dreams than I have.
Fucking crazy.
I had a dream today that Kylie, that I was walking through some public space, and some pro wrestler was damaging a tree limb on and for some reason this was a big deal to me because when I worked at the company downtown, we had made some huge effort to get this tree up to par or whatever it was. So I was yelling at him, and then fucking Kylie and a bunch of her friends come walking down, so I fucking leave, and then the whole rest of the dream is fucking me and her, and I just, it's, you know,
yeah,
5.5 years, my stupid brain. What the fuck are we doing?
Yeah.
As I have said, if I saw her walking across the street, I wouldn't speed up, but I also wouldn't slow
down.
Wouldn't
swerve.
No. Also wouldn't slow down. Well, if you hate the Jesse Ventura impression, this is the wrong week for you.
Get
you
ready.
Might as well just delete the episode and move on because it's TGO Radio, the week of the 4th of July, and we are recording on June 4th for broadcast, I think, on July 3rd, and we are going to watch an episode of Jesse Ventura's old show, Conspiracy Theory.
Early 2000s?
One, I think, is 2009, I believe.
Oh, okay.
I can double check
that. Yeah, that sounds about right.
But I think this episode is 2009.
Yeah.
And if you want to know, for example, where we ever get to, I was a governor. This is where we get that from. So it's,
and this is the JFK episode.
This is
right?
The JFK episode. Yeah. This
is right up our alley.
If I remember correctly, the highlight of this is for me anyway.
Well, we've talked about this episode before, right?
We have.
Yeah. Okay.
We have. And the highlight for me is that Jesse shows up for this enormous break in the case. Okay. You know, and it's, you know.
Oh, he's digging into Al Capone's vault, huh?
Yeah.
We found a bottle.
Shows up this guy's apartment. Okay. And it's like, you know, like the second floor of a 3-floor apartment, you know, where you access through the outside. There's no interior hallway. Like, it's a shit apartment. Yeah. And this guy's got all the fucking intel on the Kennedys, you know, and it's just,
this is the guy.
This guy is the fucking guy. And he opens the door 2 inches. What? You know, like, what do you want? And it's just, so my memory's not going to be exact. That's my memory of it. I can't. Yeah. So,
oh, this will be fun.
But if you don't like the Jesse Ventura impression, this is not the show for you. Thanks for checking it out.
But scroll on.
Delete it and move on with your fucking week, because this is not the show for you. It's Conspiracy Theory with Jesse Ventura, Season 2, Episode 5, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go.
Hidden power, secrets, cover-ups, corruption. You think you know the whole story? Think again. I've been governor, a Navy SEAL.
So that's where that comes from. If you've ever wanted to know, I was a governor, a Navy SEAL. I was a balloon blower-upper. So if you want to know where that, this is where a lot of these Jesse references come from, is this show. Sorry.
I've heard things that'll blow your mind. And now I think it's time you get the whole story.
Yeah.
Now.
Thank you, Jeff.
The biggest conspiracy America's ever seen. The JFK.
But it's not.
No. No.
But it's not.
No.
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 MK Ultra. That was a conspiracy.
About which I know nothing.
Yeah.
By the way.
Well, it's just one of those things that they denied, but then later, once, you know, information, whatever that information act,
well,
thing,
you,
kind of, oh, okay, they were doing this.
You know, the closest, you know, the straightest line to A and B is Oswald did it. That's the gimmick.
Yeah.
And because he did. That's I don't want to ruin this for you. But Oswald's the guy, and he acted alone, and, you know, he was a lefty loon, and that's what it was. He, you know, hands off Cuba and all that nonsense, and he was the guy that did it, so.
You know, we've talked about this before, and I make jokes about it and shit like that, but if everything's a conspiracy, nothing's a conspiracy. And would it ever surprise me, you know, that you know, when I'm old and feeble, they come out and go, ah, you know what? Hey, looks like they have been covering shit up on this. Wouldn't surprise me in the least.
It's a 63-year-old story.
It is.
If it was going to be out,
yeah,
it would be out.
You know.
And the fact that it's not out,
yeah,
you know.
Does our government do shit that we don't know about? Sure, they do.
Of course it does.
Of course they do. You know, but Jesus, God.
But this isn't it.
This, nope. Now, the moon landing.
No,
that's,
I mean,
enough. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I mean, we all know that's fake, though.
Oswald was a patsy. No question about it.
You thought the case was closed, but Jesse Ventura tears it wide open.
Tears it open. Come on, Jesse.
I'm going to tear this open. It's along with Jesse Ventura. It's Jesse Epstein. I'm
going
to tear apart a 14-year-old.
I was a gift opener. I'm tearing this open, too.
I worked at Macy's. I wrapped Christmas gifts.
You know, they have the counter where they wrap gifts. Yeah, I work the counter where you bring it in and I unwrap it for you.
I was on the inside.
I was on the inside.
Do you have another video player on that computer?
No.
Okay, because when you go off pause, it's about a half second where we have no audio.
Keep talking, then.
15 feet away from the fatal headshot, and the Warren Commission never even called to have you testify? New evidence. And new suspects who still pose a threat today.
I sleep with a gun under my pillow.
Should I?
Maybe.
Did Lee Harvey Oswald act alone? Did Lee Harvey Oswald act at all? Were 4 future presidents involved in the plot?
I came across the astounding fact that he had been unable to remember where he was on November 22, 1963.
And what's the connection to Watergate? Newly discovered documents. An exclusive deathbed confession.
I was brought in for the big event.
The more exposure I get in telling my story puts me in a greater level of danger.
All new.
Well, then, by all means, you know, get yourself on camera on somebody's, you know,
that's the guy in the
show.
Shitty, that's the guy in the shitty apartment.
Is that?
Jesse found him in his fucking Dexter second floor walk up. Fucking. He stinks. It was Watergate. They were in on it. Yeah. They had to do it to silence Nixon. Oh, boy.
Uh-huh.
How much do I fear for my life?
Oh, the JFK conspiracy.
I'm Jesse Ventura, and this is Conspiracy Theory.
Jesse Ventura's investigation into the...
What a fucking tool.
...has led to a motel on a seedy stretch
of...
Oh,
there it is.
Boulevard.
It's a motel. I'm sorry.
It's not even an apartment, Billy.
No.
That's a
no,
fucking
you can't
weekly
go where
rent. Weekly rate hotel.
You can't go where he lives. What are you, nuts? That exposes him. What, are you crazy?
Well, so that curly hair and mustache he's got's a wig then, right?
No, that's probably legit. That fucking shitty porn star mustache. Fucking 1977.
It's like a young Gene Shalit.
He's here to meet a man who claims to...
Yeah, he's here to meet a man. Yeah. Welcome to Jesse Epstein.
That's why you could take that tact. I'm here to meet a man, a 15-year-old man.
I'm going to be on the inside.
I'm going to, of that tight young ass. It's me, Jesse Epstein. It's going to be hard to draw the line today between Jesse and Jesse Epstein. Yeah, it's going to be hard today.
It could crack the biggest government conspiracy of our time. The man is afraid.
Yeah, this is it.
Very afraid, for good reason.
Was it?
Oh, yeah, because I'm sure this wasn't staged at all, you know.
Jesse Ventura.
The evidence this...
Hey, ooh. Hey, fucko, it's me, Jesse Ventura.
Hey, fucko.
Open the door. Oh. Open the door, you queef.
Just might be the smoking gun.
Oh, no.
He confessed that he participated in the murder of John Kennedy to you?
That's exactly true.
The President of the United States is dead.
The assassination of John F. Kennedy. When it comes to conspiracies, well, it's the granddaddy.
I'm just over here making noises. I'm sorry. You don't have to pause it.
Any of them all.
I'm just over here making noises.
If you can get away with killing a president, you can get away with anything. When I was a teenager back in the 60s.
I was a teenager
in the 1860s. I'm old, get it? I love if Jesse just broke into a 5-minute stand-up routine here. You know, I was a... I told Thomas Jefferson.
Leave the Warren Commission when they said Lee Harvey Oswald did it by himself.
He did.
But too much didn't add up.
I know.
The government couldn't wait to close the books on the case.
Yeah, no, they only took a fucking year and a half to do it.
Right, yeah. Just fucking rushed that one right through, didn't they?
Oh, they were hurrying. 26 volumes. They wrote themselves. They were working so fast.
I never let it go.
Oh.
I've done my own research from Dallas to Havana.
Oh, he's one of those guys. I've done my research. You're stammering. It's fucking spot. And it's great because it's just so exaggerated. It's fucking fantastic.
You can take that tact.
Still haven't found all the answers.
No.
That's how I wound up on this bridge.
Don't jump, Jesse.
I wish you would have jumped this piece of garbage. Fucking goddamn it.
It's not that bad. Wait a minute.
No,
yeah, go ahead.
You know
right.
what?
No,
it seems pretty bad, though, champ. Well, you should fucking kill yourself, Jesse. Fucking waste of skin.
Here, here's a cinder block.
You fucking, some cement buckets for you to step in, you fucking nothing.
Said he had some new evidence.
I have some very classified papers here.
Guy rolls up in a fucking wheelchair.
That I've held on for years, but my health won't let me do that anymore. So I wanted your team to investigate.
Okay.
Oh, my team.
They deal with the assassin.
I sent in my
team. A black chick and some fag.
God damn it. There's me. I don't know. A black chick know. And some fag.
Jesus.
Ron didn't want to give his last name. He did want to give me those papers. Classified CIA papers. He said he was...
He handed me papers. Zig Zag.
It was a lawsuit. He was serving me with papers.
Developing a movie about the assassin.
I fell for it because I'm a dumb cunt.
I was a dumb cunt. An idiot. A retard.
I was on the inside of that short bus.
With my helmet on.
Well,
God damn it. Why does that get me every time?
Man, that's so funny when you do that. I love it.
Gave them to him. He took one look and locked them away until he decided to hand them to me. You know, I've always followed the Kennedy killing and studied it. There's something new here I'm going to learn?
It tells a lot of different stories. Okay. The CIA is at the top of the list. And Nixon.
Nixon?
Nixon.
Nixon?
Nixon.
Tricky dick?
Well,
tricky I was a tricky dick.
I was a tricky dick. We were in a whorehouse together in Havana.
Wait a minute. Is this Jesse Epstein?
No. We were tearing off prosty ass.
Prosty ass. Fuck.
He was tricky, all right.
Richard Nixon. The assassination of one president leads to another president.
Well, yeah, that's kind of the secession, Jesse. Mm. Succession, not secession, yes. Sorry.
I knew what you meant.
Shut up.
This story needs to be told to the people. They need the truth, because nobody has ever told the truth.
Where did you get these?
I got them from...
You mind your own business, Jesse.
CIA agent.
Now that's a little bizarre. CIA agents don't normally start handing out classified documents.
No, but this young man wanted to see this story told.
Where is he today?
I think he's dead.
Yeah, it's only,
you seem...
It's only been 60 years. He couldn't... he was just... He's probably dead.
Yeah.
Enough time has passed that... Yeah.
I was dead once. I was on the inside of a grave.
I'll tell you right now, I'm hanging on to a cliffside by my fingernails, Monsoon.
A little, are you?
I've been frightened during...
Because you have these?
Yes, sir. And I sleep with a gun under my pillow.
Well, now that I have them, should I?
Maybe.
Maybe.
So I'll just put that here on the show so that everybody knows. That,
by the way, my address is...
Jesus.
He sleeps with a gun under his pillow.
We heard him.
After all this time... The forces behind the conspiracy are still out there. These CIA documents might give a clue who they are. I had some reading to do.
Jesse, they're redacted like the Epstein papers. Shit, what are you going to learn here? Nixon, shut the fuck up, you tool.
Turns out those papers set out a motive for JFK's murder in black and white. And sure enough, Richard Nixon is in the middle. It goes back to 1959, when Vice President Nixon oversaw Operation 40 a CIA hit squad out to kill Fidel Castro, who just seized power in Cuba. After JFK was elected, Operation 40 agents joined a failed invasion of Cuba at the Bay of Pigs. According to these papers, JFK refused to try again, so the Operation 40 gang decided to kill JFK.
Yeah, how many times do you want to get kicked in the nuts before you go, you know, I better quit doing that.
You know what?
This is a political liability here for me to keep getting kicked in the ball sack like this.
Fucking Jesse. Wow. I don't know about you. I mean, we're having fun here, but I am convinced already.
No, I don't blame
you. Know, I mean, I am convinced that
I heard
Jesse Ventura is an idiot.
Well, you could take that tact, but you got your head in the sand.
I was a genius.
I was.
I had an IQ of 5.
That guy was a governor of an American state. Good gracious.
They figured they'd point the finger at Castro and get rid of him for good. This gets even wilder.
Oh, it's his team.
Oh, I got a team.
It's Jesse and his team.
Oh, boy. I can't wait to show you my team. This gets even wilder.
People, these documents link the killing of JFK to Watergate.
How's that?
Well, there was this Operation 40 back in the 50s that Richard Nixon was in charge of that had E. Howard Hunt, Frank Sturgis, all the same cast of characters that ended up being involved in the Watergate break-in.
These guys are working for the committee to re-elect the president. In those days, the aptly named Creep.
They were an assassination team back in the 50s. Nixon leaves offices in the private sector for 8 years, but these guys kept on operating. Comes 1972.
Oh, wait a minute. Hang on. He's saying they acted as rogue agents?
That's what he's saying. Jesse's got it all figured out, man.
Okay. Yeah, I guess. I will. You. Okay. Well.
I think Nixon was set up on Watergate by these same people that these documents now link to JFK.
But why would they want to do that to Nixon?
Nixon had asked the CIA for all documents dealing with the Kennedy murder, and I think that these rogues in the CIA did not want Nixon sticking his nose into the JFK murder 8 years after it happened.
So, Governor, where do we start on this?
Well, I'm going to go talk to somebody.
Yoo-hoo, she British. Spam, spam, spam. Bacon, eggs, and spam.
That knows a lot about it, but unfortunately he's dead.
He's dead.
Not that that would stop you.
No, it would, though. No, hang on, hang on. No, no, it would, though, for the very predictable reason that he can't
that
talk to
that
a dead.
Dead.
So it would stop him, clever faggot.
Clever, clever queer you.
I'm the cleverest
anyone
queer.
About the forces behind the JFK assassination.
I'm sorry, I'm just making noise.
It was Air Force Colonel L. Fletcher Prouty. Prouty worked in the Pentagon as a military...
Mr. Prouty! Ba, ba, ba! That's one of the few tolerable Ozzy Osbourne hits, if you ask me.
To the CIA. He died in 2001. But he left his secrets with a man named Len Osanek. Osanek got Prouty to record hundreds of hours of testimony on video.
I need to know about the CIA, the Secret Service, the Pentagon, the Russians, as well as the Cubans.
I had no doubts that the murder was a carefully planned job. Remove the protection. You're going to have somebody assassinated. And it was evident in the area of Dallas that the Secret Service coverage either didn't exist, was at a minimum. It was a major controlled coup d'etat that was absolutely effective.
Fletcher Prouty backed those CIA documents, but he...
Fletcher Prouty.
Ba, ba, ba.
Also took the investigation in another direction, back to Lee Harvey Oswald.
You could take that tact.
And he had been with the CIA. Oswald was a patsy, no question about it. And that the murderers were professionals that I knew existed.
He said it flat out. Oswald was framed. I'd heard enough.
I'd heard enough.
I watched one interview from 1995.
Yeah, I've heard enough.
I've heard enough.
No more.
I'm convinced he may say something to contradict himself or to prove he's just a doddering old ass. And I can't take that chance. I've heard what I want to hear and I'm going on now.
Oswald was a stuffed meat pie. He was a pasty. I mean a patsy. I'm sorry.
Stuffed meat pie. There's your show title.
A lot of different ways to go in this case. But there was only one way for me to go. I was headed to Dallas.
Yeah.
I wish he was headed down a long flight of stairs, this cocksucker.
Coming up.
Fire in the hall.
Dealey Plaza. Jesse Ventura finds shocking new evidence at the JFK crime scene.
Everybody else missed it.
Yeah, no, I know.
60 years, know. Whatever it's been.
Yeah, I know.
Everybody
know.
Missed it.
Yeah.
Except Jesse. Yeah.
He's the one that found the shocking new evidence.
Well, so glad we have him.
Thanks to his friend in the hotel. With his fucking...
10 to 15 feet away from the fatal headshot.
What?
And the Warren Commission never even called to have you testify.
What time?
A surprise admission at a place built to support the Warren Commission's lone gunman theory.
Well, I go home. I think there's more to it than Lee Harvey Oswald.
And later, Jesse confronts the man who thought he'd put all the conspiracy theories to rest.
You won't let me talk because I want to interject some stuff here.
Turn
I'm sorry,
down.
Vince, but
turn it off here.
Uh-oh. It gets heated.
Vincent Bugliosi wrote the definitive account of the Manson trial called Helter Skelter.
Yeah.
And then he wrote a book on the Kennedy assassination called Reclaiming History or something. Anyway, it was 1,100 pages.
Wow.
And it was neatly condensed into a 500 or so page book called Parkland. It's one of the best books I've ever read. It's absolutely amazing. That kind of neatly explains why it's not a
conspiracy.
Right. Yeah. Well, it was just Oswald. Yeah. Oh, you know what?
Ooh. Huh. I was a fart.
You could take that gas.
I was on the inside.
Oh,
now I'm a gasser on the outside.
I was on the inside of that sphincter. I had to clutch up to keep from shitting my pants.
Why had that happen today at work? Not shit my pants, but...
God damn it. I'd have been so happy if you'd have shit your pants.
I just went into the bathroom to take a piss, and I'm standing there, and I'm washing my hands, and I kind of kick my leg up like I'm going to fart. I'm like, nope. Right into the stall, baby. That's a shit. That is not a fucking fart.
That's beautiful. I love shitting. I can't wait to get to my new office next week. And see
yeah, try it out. Oh, yeah. See what
I'm
kind of...
fucking. I'm gonna go in with a biscuit sandwich and four hash browns. I'm gonna greasy dump the. I'm gonna fucking. Oh, I'm gonna break them in. No way, I'm gonna train them if I can't fucking start by dumping out.
Yeah,
you gotta show your dominance.
Mark your territory.
That's right.
Jesse Ventura has touched down in Dallas to reopen the investigation into the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. Dealey Plaza.
Boy, I never thought Jackie was attractive. Never. I just didn't see.
She's just very homely. You know?
There's
country rubish.
There's a picture from 63 somewhere where it's Marina Oswald from 63. And I go... Well, in this picture, she looks a lot better than fucking Jackie.
Oh,
looked.
Wow.
Oh,
yeah.
Fucking Marina did. God damn. Now, this is now she became a middle-aged woman at some point, and all Russian women, when they get into middle to late age, look like a semi-pro linebacker because they've all got that in their DNA.
Yeah.
But, you know, young Marina Oswald was all right.
President was murdered on November 22nd, 1963.
Got it.
The questions are...
Who fired the shots? And where did they come from?
Several police officers are rushing at this time.
This is the event that inspired my work with conspiracies. Oh. This is why I always question authority.
I wish you'd been in the car next to him. You fucking asshole sitting next to him, I mean.
This is where it happened. There's the turn in the road where the motorcade slowed down as Kennedy's convertible approached. Up there, that's the Texas...
The Book Suppository Building. That Book Suppository Building.
All right, knock it off.
All right.
And then, of course, they give the dumbest line of the movie to the only black kid in the fucking...
Yeah, right.
You know. First of all, to have Full Metal Jacket... And to have one black kid in that fucking... There's, buddy, that would have been mostly black kids in fucking 1960, whatever. They were sending them to die, Monsoon.
Sixth floor. That's where Oswald supposedly fired the shots. But over there...
Over there.
That's the grassy knoll. That's where a lot of witnesses thought the shots came from. That's where the conspiracy theories were born.
You heard echoes. Echoes. I've seen a JFK.
And that's Bill Newman. He was standing right...
Hello, Newman. Hello, Jerry. Hello, Newman.
Hello, Newman.
Right there on that terrible day.
Right there.
Something has happened in the motorcade. Stand by, please.
Oh, so he was three. So, yeah, he's got a great memory of all this.
He's one of the few witnesses who survived to tell his story. Many others died mysteriously. Bill may be alive.
Or many of them just died.
Because it was 60 years after the fact, yeah.
Today, because he slipped through the cracks.
Yeah, he did.
Well, Bill, this is about the spot right here, Bill, that you and your family...
Hello, Bill.
Hello, Newman. What are you looking up over there? What are you doing?
Bill Newman and his wife, Gail, were among the closest civilian eyewitnesses to the JFK assassination in Dealey Plaza. They stood with their two young sons. By the way, it's that guy. The guy that's covering his son laying on the grass right there. He was on local news the same fucking afternoon talking to people. The idea he never talked to anybody is bananas.
Look, it makes for a better show, okay? Yeah, well.
That's correct. My wife, Gail, and my two children, Bill, who was
Bill.
Four at the time.
Bill.
And Clayton, who was two.
President Kennedy came down just about the center lane.
He was out from the curb, probably some shit, 10 or 12 feet.
Hence the X in the road, Jesse.
Fucking,
we're not trying to establish the route here. That's well established.
What I can't figure out is someone in Dallas, Texas went, hey, you know what would be a good idea in relation to this is? Let's put an X in the road where his fucking head turned into a blooming onion. Can we do that? Is that something we can do? Get out there with a gallon of paint and fucking put an X down? That seems to me, man, I've always thought that was a classless fucking
camera.
Man.
This close. As the president's car turned left onto Elm Street, probably some 100 feet or less from us, the first two shots rang out. And it was a boom, boom like that. Just as the car got straight in front of us, the third shot rang out.
His fucking head bounced off the fucking back of that fucking Lincoln.
President Kennedy's head blew off. You could see the brain matter and the blood fly up. Mrs. Kennedy, she screamed out, oh my God, no, they've shot Jack. I turned to Gail and I said, that's it, hit the ground and leave.
That's it, Gail, we're leaving. This parade sucks.
This is the worst parade I've ever seen.
Balloon floats are blowing up.
I was a balloon blower-upper. I was on the parade route. I was selling churros from a cart.
Gail.
I was selling Coca-Lash.
And crab juice.
And crab juice.
Gail, we're leaving. It's rain and brain.
Hallelujah. That's what Nixon was singing. What?
And covered them on the ground. I thought a shot had come from directly behind. Shot came from behind.
Did you see anything in the book depository building or anything that...
No, I mean, I had no reason to look at the book depository.
I read the report. You were interviewed by the FBI, a one-page report. Your wife about, what, two-thirds of a page report?
You have it.
I have it. There's yours and there's your wife.
That was the only, I would say, the official contact that we had with any authorities.
You were literally...
It's not true. That's not true. Dallas Police Department has an affidavit from him from that day. That is not... He's lying about his own thing.
Okay. If you're going to believe everything on the internet, Brian, I can't do this with you
anymore. You can take that tact. What do you actually think that he was... you think he was actually on site there?
Get it out, Jesse.
You can... I'm sorry. I'm trying to think of a joke.
15 feet away from the fatal headshot, and the Warren Commission
Newman.
Never even called to have you testify or talk to you?
No, Governor, we were never contacted by...
Oh, he called him Governor. That's sweet.
Well, that's,
you know.
That's like when you see a former world champion, you call him champ, and you see a, former president, you always call him Mr. President. You know, that's kind of an honorific. That's not so bad. I don't hate that. Well,
I question that because others like yourself had asked that same question.
The Warren Commission. The new president, Lyndon Johnson, set it up a week after the assassination to investigate the killing. The report concluded Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone. But before he died, commission member Gerald Ford admitted that the CIA had destroyed or withheld critical evidence.
What?
Say, Homer, do you like football and nachos? Why don't you come over? We'll drink, watch football and drink beer.
Say, Homer.
I fucking love that. That has got to be my favorite Simpsons episode.
Isn't the character George H.W. in that one, too?
Or yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's the same one. Okay, yeah.
Well, they glue that goddamn fucking rainbow wig on him. Are there any more questions? Keep in mind that I've already answered about my hair. God damn it. So funny.
Even talk to you. Never interviewed.
No.
It seems to me like they had the answer before they asked the questions. Oh, they already knew the conclusion.
You could take that tact.
Watch out. Sorry, that sounded like the beginning of Burning Down the House.
That's a good song. God damn it.
The Warren Commission's lone gunman theory relies on something called the magic bullet. One bullet would have caused all the non-fatal wounds to JFK and Texas Governor John Connally sitting in front of him.
Yes.
Warren Arlen Specter came up with that one.
Oh, you...
What do you know? He wound up a Senate.
Amazing.
Hey,
unbelievable.
You...
Watch out.
You might get what you're after. Cool, baby. Strange, but not a stranger.
The Warren Commission's lone gunman theory relies on something called the magic bullet. One bullet would have caused all the non-fatal wounds to JFK and Texas Governor John Connally sitting in front of him. Yeah. Warren Commission staffer Arlen Specter came up with that one. What do you know? He wound up a Senate.
Wow. I'm convinced.
Jeff, the conspiracy was so deep
that
it convinced all the people that voted for him in his state to vote for him. Yeah. That's how deep that was.
How deep.
You ever hear that joke
about... How deep is your conspiracy?
That was the original title. They changed it because it was too wordy.
Too many syllables.
Which is something I wish you'd have considered before you made that joke. No, I'm just kidding. You ever hear that joke about how the world's biggest JFK conspiracy theorist dies and goes to heaven? He gets up to the gates and they say, we'll ask you, you can ask one question. And the guy goes, who really killed Kennedy? And St. Peter goes, it was Lee Oswald, and he acted alone. And the conspiracy theorist goes, man, he goes, this is even bigger than I thought.
This is even bigger than I thought. Jesus.
Gerald Ford later admitted that he changed the description of JFK's wounds to make the theory sound more plausible. He wound up president. You helped the Warren Commission in the cover-up? Good things can happen.
Oh, I see. Got it.
So the fatal shot, as far as you're concerned.
Fatal shot came from right there. Remember, Kennedy said went back and to the left.
Back and to the left.
I know.
Back and to the left. Who's this fucking...
I don't know.
Oh, that's...
It's
the other half. It's the fag.
Who's the guy that robbed the plane?
D.B. Cooper.
This is D.B. Cooper Jr.
That is D.B. Cooper's mugshot or sketch fucking brought to life.
Yep. D.B. Cooper Jr.
Oh, my God. That is like, yeah.
Just like D.B. Cooper. Super duper.
Super right. Duper.
Back and left.
Back and to the left.
How did we know just these?
Several police officers are rushing up the hill at this time. Stand by. Just a moment, please.
The sixth floor of the Texas School Book Depository, where Oswald allegedly fired the shots, is now a museum.
Yeah.
The museum presents the Warren Commission's version of events.
Yes.
How come we can't ever get into the real shooter nest?
Preservation. The wood with the wood floor is the same way it was back then. Even the markings on the floor, which are visible on the crime scene photos, are still there.
Preservation is the only reason that they do that.
That's it.
Keep it the way it is.
Yep.
Yeah, see, I have a difficult time with him making these shots. I think that it's virtually next to impossible. The guy was not a very good shot to begin with, because in the military, when you only qualify as a marksman, that's the lowest you can be.
I was a marksman.
I was a Navy SEAL. That's how I know about all rifle use across the whole military.
I had a chance to test the same type of rifle, same ammunition, and try to recreate Oswald's shooting sequence. Assassination expert Jim Fetzer warned me about the weapon.
The Mannlicher Carcano, the bolt action was so difficult that when you sight in with the telescopic sight, after you work the bolt, you're thrown off the target and you have to re-sight again.
Yeah. We got the crane.
That's probably why he shot three times. On the really, ceiling, if you want me.
Yeah, it's really strange that the fucking old twitchy McGillicuddy here can't get a proper shot lined up. It took the 23-year-old steady-handed Oswald to do it, huh? Weird.
Indeed. To recreate the elevation and distance of Oswald's perch. Those hay bales represent the spots where JFK was hit. Oswald supposedly got off three shots in 6.3 seconds.
Outstanding.
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 He was a sharpshooter, which is a middle tier in the when he was being trained. Talking about
that's
Oswald.
Not what Jesse said.
I know, buddy.
Well, don't you contradict Jesse.
It's the lowest possible tier, except it wasn't. It was the middle of the three tiers. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you.
He was a tier one import.
Oh, man.
Was a wicker chair.
Lots of
at
wicker
tier
furniture.
One imports. Boy, that's an old fucking...
Yeah,
nobody's gonna fucking. Yeah.
Sorry if you're not 72, you don't understand our show this week. I apologize, America.
I was a wicker chair.
It was a one in a million. It was a one in a million shot, and I just can't accept that a lone douche got that lucky with a gun. Well, sorry, Jesse, that's what happens, buddy.
Through trees too, and his target was moving. Just for the record,
oh.
And the best thing is, it's moving. Why? My brain, why do you do that?
Oh, you know what?
Ooh.
Ooh, yeah.
Hurt my
marksman in both pistol and rifle. When I was governor of Minnesota, I amazingly still qualified as an expert at 50 years old.
Oh.
All right, weapons go.
You check that, please.
Yes,
check
I
that. All right, go ahead.
It's yours.
Stand by, fire in the hole.
Not yet.
Slam it.
Slam it?
Yeah. No, give it back. There you go.
Come on, Shaky.
Stand by, fire in the hole.
Okay, I got this.
Then take the rest out.
Well, look at how fucking... Oh, for God's sake.
How fast? Well, let's...
How fast? Well, fucking, oh, Parkinson's McGillicuddy. Of course he's going to have trouble. And they picked a fucking...
Michael J. Ventura here.
And then they picked a rifle with the worst fucking bolt action in the history of rifles.
They didn't oil it. They beat it with a hammer a few times.
God damn. Jesse was not lying about
poured
it.
Sand in the mechanism.
It really was fucking... Oh, we dragged it through the beach. And,
This rifle was at Omaha.
Jesse was a top tier.
Okay.
But I doubt old fucking LSD McGillicuddy over here fucking as governor was a qualified expert rifleman in the Navy, it says here.
Do it again, Jesse.
The Mannlicher is so cheap and hard to work, there's no...
The what?
The Mannlicher Carcana. Oh.
Mannlicher?
Mm-hmm. That's right. She's a Mannlicher.
That's kind of hot.
That's the lesser known follow-up to a Maneater. Yeah, by all notes.
Could get off three shots that fast.
You could.
How much?
884.
Fire in the hole.
Get the fuck out of the way.
I hit the target a few times and even got in a headshot. But nowhere near the time Oswald supposedly pulled it off.
879.
And he did it in six? Bullshit.
Bullshit.
This is impossible.
I was a bullshitter. I'm sorry. I am a bullshitter.
I don't know how much longer I'm going to be able to go before I finally tap out.
You're not convinced yet?
No, buddy.
All this compelling evidence?
No.
Come on, man.
Only one. In the past, a lot of reenactments by expert marksmen failed, including ones by CBS News and even the Warren Commission. I told the sixth-floor museum curator, Gary Mack, about our little test.
You're the curator of this museum, so naturally you have to follow museum policy. Let's pretend we're not here.
Okay.
Let's pretend you and I are sitting out and having a cold one.
Okay. Sounds good.
What's your position at that point?
Personally.
Personal position.
Well, I go home. I think there's more to it than Lee Harvey Oswald.
Even the guy who's paid to spout the party line doesn't buy the official theory.
Jesse, he didn't say that. You cut him off mid-sentence. Fucking, I hate this bulky head, CTE-laden bastard. I fucking hate him.
I was an interrupter.
So what you're telling me is this is bullshit. I fucking hate. He took one too many hits to the head from a steel chair in fucking the wrestling days.
And now
people are taking him seriously.
I think there might be more to it, Jesse. So what you're saying is the mob killed him.
No.
Frank Sinatra had him shot. Because he was pissed off that he didn't come to the helipad that he built special for him.
Fuck it. Yeah, I know. Yeah, no, I know.
He went to Bing's house instead. And Frank always hated Bing.
He really did. You got to know a lot about it.
Yeah,
you
gotta, that's going pretty deep there.
That is deep.
But it's all true.
You got to know the bungalow, too, or Frank put up a plaque. You got to know a lot of stuff about JFK and Frank Sinatra.
That's deep. Buddy.
I love that you know that, though, but that's
deep
into the gimmick. I just... It's worse than Jesse interrupting the guy. They edited the back half of the sentence out and then did a fucking... Oh, I just did some sad tanks.
I have some bits and pieces.
Are you a conspiracy theorist that says my shows aren't true? Brian's a Jesse Ventura conspiracy theorist.
I have bits and pieces. So did Jackie of brain on her suit.
The bits and pieces of evidence in this case are tremendous. They're all over the freeway.
Jackie washed them out in the shower. Brain and skull.
She washed her hands of that marriage.
I literally.
There's got to be more to it than Oswald, but I can't prove it.
And there are a lot more questions about Lee Harvey Oswald's actions that day.
Oh, shit.
Coming up, evidence that Lee Harvey Oswald was set up.
I submit to you that Lee Harvey Oswald was a low-level agent of the federal government of the United States.
Then, hiding in plain sight, Oswald's widow meets the governor.
He asked me a very brutal question. Would you sacrifice your children for the truth?
What? Later,
yet another U.S. president is linked to the assassination conspiracy.
He had been unable to remember where he was on November 22, 1963.
Buddy. I'm tired, boss.
Wait a minute. How much more? Come on. There can't be that. Oh, Jesus Christ. We're not even halfway there yet.
Oh,
are you serious? Look at that. Jesus.
How much more time is left? Oh, God damn.
23 minutes and 49 seconds.
Oh, my God.
Holy fucking Icaramba.
Whew.
This thing is 43:59. It's 44 minutes and we are 2018, 2010 into it. Jesus. Fucking
hell. Ooh. You can.
Jesse, look. Sorry, buddy, but I think.
You're not willing to dedicate the time to Lord the Truth.
Yeah. Well, you know. I'll just take your word for it, I guess. Thanks for,
that's what he's hoping
for. Putting the effort in.
That's what he's hoping for. He hopes you get tired. What you drinking over there?
Carbonated water.
Okay.
Static water is
mm-hmm.
named it. And Trixie bought these powdered packages of drink flavoring. They're Skittles.
So oh, yeah, Skittles I've had flavor. Those.
Oh, fuck yeah, they're good, man.
I've had those.
This is actually the from the tropical pack version. Oh, well, the raspberry. Well, listen, fucking delicious.
Well, listen, I can't. I'm surprised you let me sit this close to you, frankly.
Why?
Because you're fancy.
Well, fancy boy.
Is that a box of Kleenex that's just one continuous sheet that you have to keep tearing?
It's a roll of toilet paper. Go fuck yourself.
You've got a job.
It works.
What are we doing?
I'm lazy. I don't like going to the store.
You have everything brought here anyways. Don't you have all your groceries delivered?
Sometimes. Time tricks the ass. What do we need? Ah, fuck, I don't know. Nothing. Coke Zero. Just give me some Coke. Yeah. Then we just get in like, ah, God damn it, we need Kleenex. Fuck. Oh, well.
All right, let's see what Jesse's up to now.
God, Jesse.
Tura and investigator Alex Piper are in Dallas, Texas, tracing the route taken by Lee Harvey Oswald after he allegedly shot President John F. Kennedy. His path from the book depository would lead to his death 2 days later when he was shot by Jack Ruby in the basement of Dallas Police Headquarters. After the assassination, Lee Harvey Oswald had plenty of chances to disappear. But he
didn't.
He hopped a bus, but didn't make it to the Greyhound station. He got out in traffic and took a taxi cab, past the train station and over the bridge, to his rooming house a couple of miles away.
And when he gets here, he went inside, he changed his clothes, supposedly, obviously picked up the revolver,
right.
Handgun, and then the lady who owned this place said to him, you know, the president's been shot, you know, because of course it was all over television and all that, and then he just went out the door.
At this point, Oswald supposedly took off on foot.
He'd walked 3/4 of a mile when he was stopped on this residential street by a cop named J.D. Tippett.
There you see 10th and Pat.
To tip it up and down.
Tip it. There's nothing funnier in that cartoon than them cutting over to fucking Porky Pig, and he is just laughing his balls off.
Well, then he pauses. He's looking at him. He pauses, and he goes right back to fucking hysterics. It's fucking that's like,
it's just it's so well animated.
Episode. Yeah, God damn.
Now, look, I'm afraid if they try to tell you that Oswald didn't shoot Tippett here, I'm afraid I got to be out. Because there were people sitting on their porch that saw him shoot the guy.
Fit a Dallas police radio description of a JFK suspect. A white male, around 30 years old, about 5'10".
Isn't that like half the population of Dallas?
Back then, yeah.
Weren't any black males. Not far south. Well, there would have been. It was a Kennedy rally, so yeah.
Was based on a single witness in Dealey Plaza who said he saw someone in a book depository window. How could he tell the guy's height 6 floors up?
Jesus.
Guy was 60 feet tall. It was amazing.
It was the attack of the 60-foot. He leaned over the building and shot Kennedy up close.
Direction, right. And pulls, you know, and then confronts Oswald right here.
They have a conversation out the window.
Yep.
Tippett gets out of the car and starts to walk around, and that's when he shot
him. And that's when Oswald shot him about 4 or 5 times with a revolver, and yet they found shell casings on the ground. Why would he leave the evidence of shell casings lying next to the body? You know, too pat, too easy, you know, is what it says to me. It's too perfect.
After the...
I gotta find this.
Oswald continued his walk.
Is this location on the way?
Well, it's in the general direction, but it is a slight detour.
General direction? Mm-hmm.
But that was always so funny to me, because it's like, what do you think happened, right? Like, the fucking CIA was like, okay, plan's ready to go. Ready to blow up the World Trade Center. There's only one step left. The clues. Yep. Yeah, it's clue time. It's time to get the clues out there. So we're going to have the Treasury team up with Mad Magazine to...
God damn, that's fun. That's what I think when I watch stuff like this.
Holy
okay.
Shit.
All right. We got it all set up. No, we only have one step left. The clues.
The clues.
The official story gets even more dicey.
Yeah!
Because
your skull
the next
is over
thing
there now.
The Harvey Oswald did was go to the movies.
Panicking, Jesse.
Our house.
Haven't you ever panicked?
Jim Mars was waiting for us outside the Texas Theater where Lee Harvey Oswald was arrested. Mars is a major figure in the JFK conspiracy world. Oh. His book was a source for Oliver Stone's JFK.
Oh, well, fantastic.
How was that a fucking recommendation?
Hey, movie. I always found it kind of strange that here the guy has just murdered the president, allegedly shoots a police officer, and...
allegedly.
But he just said he put 4 or 5 shots into the guy. Now he's saying allegedly.
Ends up here.
Now, why Oswald was in the theater opens up a whole nother area of investigation. So I think he was here to try to make some kind of contact to find out what's going on. What's happened here.
Yes. So you're saying yes. He came here to meet a contact.
Yes.
And then...
he grabbed his cell phone and tried... Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, wait a minute.
Whoever it was that he was working for or working with... cut him loose.
I think that's what happened.
And called the cops on him.
So who was the contact? Jim Mars says Oswald worked for the CIA.
Uh-huh.
I submit to you that Lee Harvey Oswald was a low-level agent of the federal government of the United States.
Other evidence backs Jim Mars and Fletcher Prouty's claim that Oswald was in the CIA. Oswald was a U.S. Marine stationed at the CIA base in Atsugi, Japan.
I have a question.
Yes.
If he's a low-level CIA agent and a bad shot, Why would he be put in a position for the most important hit in the history of the world, or one of them anyways? If he's a bad shot, why would he be the guy?
Why do you ask questions that Jesse doesn't have conspiracies for?
I don't have time.
Huh?
I don't have time to answer this question for you.
What is your problem with Jesse? Why are you just trying to shit all over his show and his conspiracy theory? God, Brian. I don't know if I can do this anymore.
Thank God. Fuck. I've been waiting. Someone's got to tap out on this eventually.
Oh, it's a 22-year conspiracy to get out of the show. You're going to wait. You've been planning this and you waited until June 4th, 2026 to tap out of this? You've been planning this for 20 years?
No way. That's a little too convenient.
The ex-Marine defected to the Soviet Union, then returned to Texas 2 years later without a hitch, but with a new wife. Then he struck up an unlikely friendship with an educated older man named George de Morenschild.
Well.
A lot of experts think de Morenschild was Oswald's CIA handler.
Well, if anyone would know if Oswald was CIA...
Yeah, he was a handler. Yeah. He was a ball handler. Fucking faggot in a linen suit. Kiss my ass, you fucking twink.
Hey, it's his widow, Marina.
That's not a great picture of her right there. Holy shit.
We did some digging.
Oh.
We found that after all these years, she still lives in the Dallas area. I got her on the phone.
I think that Lee worked for the government. I think that he was an undercover operative. How much do I fear for my life?
Just about got that whole fucking phone in his fucking mouth.
I bet you $1,000 he's not talking to anyone right there.
Again, why do you shit all over Jesse's show?
Holy shit.
You know what the Navy SEALs are?
Oh, I was a governor.
I'm one of them. I don't carry that type of fear. All right, bye-bye. Her great fear is for her children. And I can't blame her in light of what she's lived through and what she knows. She asked me a very brutal question. She said, would you sacrifice your children for the truth?
Absolutely.
She asked me a brutal question. Who are you? How did you get my number? Don't ever call here again.
I don't even know where Minnesota is.
Why? What? Minnesota?
Well, that's crazy. What?
I'm scared for my children's safety. They're both in their 60s now, but I'm worried about their safety.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, there's a state named Minnesota.
Yeah.
Crank caller. Yeah. Don't call anymore.
You can believe that. You can take that tact. Fucking Marina Oswald's got kids in her 50s. At the time she's doing this, she ought to be worried about a slip and fall incident in a fucking supermarket.
Breaking a fucking hip.
She fucking worried about JFK for.
Marina Oswald agreed to meet with me. I had a lot of questions to ask.
Good. Get to the bottom, Jesse. This is where it all comes together. This is it.
I had a lot of questions for her. First of all, what's that smell? Hey, Marina. What does 78-year-old pussy taste like? It depends.
Marina Oswald, the widow of JFK's alleged assassin.
She said that she initially believed Lee did it because all she learned was the government side of it.
Then, confrontation with the man who's trying.
I had lots of questions for Marina Oswald. Do you need some new tennis balls for your walker? Can you be bribed with depends?
It depends.
Yeah, it depends.
JFK conspiracy theories.
Okay, off.
And later.
Let's listen to it.
Exclusive.
Oh.
A bombshell confession from one of the conspirators.
On his Walkman CD player. Okay.
Jesse Ventura is breaking new ground in the JFK conspiracy.
Jeff, I wish you were breaking new ground on his fucking plot. Buddy, I gotta tell you, just between us girls, I am out.
Oh, yeah.
I have completely checked out on this.
It's just so silly.
Oh, God, it's the fucking stupidest.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, my God. Come on, Jesse. And I wanted to get through this whole episode, but it,
but it's just...
It gets to a point where you can't make fun of it anymore. It's just like,
God damn.
Damn.
Look at this now and go, oh, this is how far we've fallen.
Oh, I can't wait for him to die. God damn. Fucking hell.
Stupid Jesse.
Oh, he's fucking stinks.
God damn.
Is that the blonde kid or that kid that told that girl to fuck off?
Hayseed.
Shit.
He really does look like a country
rube.
He
really does. Wow.
The funny, when I you know, got real heavy into watching the Cubs again last year and I first saw him, I thought, gee, who's this Nebraska fucking
hit? Yeah, he
guy grew up in like Van Nuys.
Oh, is
He's
that
like
right?
a California boy, yeah.
Well, I will tell you, his parents are related at some point.
He's got that Scott Farkas look.
God damn. Yeah, I would love to keep watching this and killing it, but it's just gets to a point where it's exhausting.
Yeah.
Man, man.
Sorry, Jess.
Yeah, sorry, buddy. I think I got to be out here, Jesse. We gave it the old college try, though.
Yeah. I will say this. I feel much smarter now, you know, after gaining all this new knowledge. So, you know.
Yeah. Whew. All right. Well, that's dog shit. We did what we had to do, man. We got our July 4th episode dialed in, and all right.
God, we had some fun, though, didn't we?
Well,
we yucked it up.
We always have fun when we do this shit. That's never the issue. The issue is sometimes the content, man, is just a little bit too much.
Yeah.
And so, for that reason, we're going home, and it's 5:40.
40?
By the time I get a blizzard and head home, it'll be just about time for the Braves.
It's actually 5:38.
38?
It is. You're getting a blizzard?
Yeah.
Oh, I want a blizzard.
Let's go.
Yeah,
exactly. Then shut your face. What, I have to leave the house for half an hour? Fuck that. That's crazy. I can't believe you wanted me to leave the house to get some ice cream.
Yeah. You believe in ice cream?
Oh, it's a 10-minute...
Frozen cream. Sure. Okay.
10-minute drive. What are you, nuts?
You take that tact.
you could take that tact. The ice cream tact. Okay, buddy.
You know, it's a little known fact, Brian, that ice cream is made from frozen cows that they grow up in Canada.
I hear that the chocolate milk comes from brown cows. What? What the fuck did he just say?
How now, brown cow?
That's easy for you to say. I was on the inside.
Jesus. All right, goddamn it. Take All us right. out.
Yeah, please, with a shotgun.
Please.
Jesse, if you can get that fucking
bolt action working.
Yeah. We'll even put our heads together.
Got two right here.
We'll even put our heads together so you can fucking get it done. Jesus Christ. But next week, though, episode after the 4th, I always love because we have nothing but people blowing their hands and fingers
God,
and toes
yes,
off.
Jesus.
Oh, it's one of my favorite episodes.
Humanity never fails to provide us with material.
It's the best.
Yep.
Oh,
gotta love it,
so
man.
So good.
Yep.
And we will do that next week on this show called TGO Radio.
This is TGO Radio in New York. This concludes our program schedule for the day. Portions of the preceding broadcast day were pre-recorded. For the best in podcast entertainment, stay with TGO Radio in New York. We'll return to the air next week with more of your favorite programs. This is Wayne Howell wishing you a good night on behalf of TGO Radio. And now, our national anthem.